I have 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 464601 through 464683, warrant 7768 through 7769, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Can you restate the last check that was through?
7769.
No, check.
Oh, I'm sorry. 464673.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for August 17th, 19th, and 23rd of 2021, and executive session minutes for August 9th and 19th of 2021.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 9th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was...
Okay. Move to approve executive session minutes for August 19th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 17th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve. Did you guys have any questions on the August 19th?
I don't.
Trying to refresh my memory here.
That's what I'm doing. I think I thought they were fine.
I think I'm fine.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 19th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the August 23rd, that was for the check the other day. I'm going to go ahead and approve these today, I guess.
I move to approve August 23rd of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheriff's request for budget discussion.
Sure that this is so much a budget discussion as it would be a legal personnel issue we wanted to discuss about how our off-duty employment is done.
Yeah, I think this is our 920.
Okay.
If you're just discussing how your unemployment is done presently, and we're not naming any individuals. Or we're not.
He's talking about unemployment. I think he's talking about off-duty.
Not off-duty officers. You're wanting to, instead of being paid by businesses, you're wanting the county to put him on duty and pay them.
Contract with the businesses.
I think it's under legal and contracts.
Well, it would only be a contract if we were going to vote to go that way. I mean, if we're talking, and it is budget too, if we're talking about changing, we're now off-duty employees on their own go and be hired by businesses to protect them, or whether we put them under the county employment, not only is the the budget have to increase, also workman's comp, loggers, there's many, whether the commission has the money.
Those are all things we'd have to factor in, but then we'd be reimbursed for those things as well. So it'd be a revenue line, or it'd be additional revenues for those. So the main concern is not budgetary issues. The main concern is legality and liability and those types of things, which then that goes under contracts and legal. So my understanding was is the request from Mr. Hazel in the beginning, and you were directed, and that we were notified that you were directed by the sheriff to pursue it. My understanding is it needs to be under legal and contracts to be able to discuss things within that freely and openly without worries of possible litigation and those types of things.
Okay. Am
I right in that, Sheriff?
We had requested it to be under personnel and legal.
Then you're saying the businesses would reimburse the county. I didn't get that in the email.
Correct.
They'd reimburse for the...
They would hire.
Yes.
Currently, they're hiring them when they're off duty.
And their liability insurance and everything is responsible for it.
No, I don't think the business is liable.
It's done as a 1099 employee, I believe, where there is no liability insurance being paid.
But yet, officers' vehicles or county properties, again, I think that's why it needs to be under legal, and I think that was the purpose of it. So I don't know how it got, I don't know how sheriff request for budget discussion was put on there. I don't know that.
We need to wait.
Well, we're scheduled for executive for legal and personnel at 9:20.
So every business in the county would be notified that if they wanted to hire them.
Typically what happens is a business calls the sheriff's department and asks, says that they want to hire a deputy to provide security for whatever event. And then we would, at that time, we would let them know that they would think that there's a contract that needs to be signed. And so they would need to sign a contract in order to get a deputy to work.
But now the businesses, if they're just doing under 1099, they're not paying FICA, they're not...
Right.
And the county. So then if they were going to make an agreement, then for the county not to absorb it, then they would need to be paid, and that would need to be, and you want to do that in a contract.
That's what
FICA, workman's comp.
That's what Sergeant Hazel has looked at. He's come up with figures that would be required to cover all that, and that's what we want to talk to you all about.
Okay.
All right.
Bid recommendations for voter registration printing and mailing services number 2021074 84.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
We only received one response, and that was from Edward J. Rice Company, Incorporated, for $14,455.36. And that is our recommendation, is to go with Edward J. Rice.
Can you say our recommendation? Okay, so Stephanie was involved in that as well?
Correct.
Okay. You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
I think they've used them for many years.
They have.
Move to award bid number 202107-484 to Edward J. Rice Company Incorporated out of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lease agreement with Chopper Charter Branson LLC number 21-091 Airport. I've received a letter dated August 22nd from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the lease agreement as formed. And this is with Chopper Charter Branson LLC.
This is just a renewal of the lease agreement we have with Chopper Charter. It'd be for 3 years. The board recommends your approval on it.
You guys have any questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the lease agreement by and between Taney County and Chopper Charter Branson LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Service agreement for drug screening services number 21-094 HR. I received a letter dated August 22nd, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is with Tox Review and Tox Review LLC in Taney County.
Move to approve the drug screening service agreement by and between Taney County and Tox Review LLC.
A second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
Okay. It will automatically renew until either party provides 30 days written notice, so we will not address it again unless one party is. That's what I thought, the way I'm reading it. It says the term of this agreement is for 1 year with automatic renewal until either party provides 30 days written notice. Is that the way you read it, gentlemen?
Prior to the end of a term. So you have 30 days, you can do a 30-day notice prior to the
prior end, to the end of the term.
Of the term.
Yep.
So
if you look at portion 5 under contract term, the term of this agreement shall be 1 year from the effective date and shall automatically renew for successive 1 year terms upon the expiration of the initial term unless it is either party provides 30 day written notice. So you can get out of it any time prior to that. Otherwise, it automatically goes on to the next.
Okay, it's just 1 year plus 1 year if they choose. Is that the way you read it?
Perpetual. Maybe 1 year plus 1 year plus 1 year plus 1 year plus 1 year unless we do a 30 day written notice by either party.
Okay, that's just what it started begin with, and it automatically renews. We don't have to address it again unless we have written notice. Second?
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Round Mountain Road Bridge Project Change Order Number 2, number 21-097, Road and Bridge. I received a letter dated August 20th, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He recommends the commission confirms this information prior to approving change order number 2.
I think the information he's wanting to confirm has to do with change order number 1. Are you guys aware of the?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm asking these two down here.
Confirm quantities?
So change order number 2 lists the contract amount as $1,602,000.
Mm-hmm.
Plus overruns of $6,394,
mm-hmm.
Less underruns of $8,410,
correct,
resulting in a project total of $1,599,984.34.
Yep.
The